Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over the flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. I want to begin this afternoon with a verse from an Advent song, one that touched me during the season of Advent and gave me a beautiful image of what is happening today. It's that song called "People Look East." People look east, the time is near, right? This is the third verse. "Birds, though you long have ceased to build." Birds, though you long have ceased to build. So it's wintertime, right? "Guard the nest that must be filled. Even the hour when wings are frozen, God for fledging time has chosen." Do you know what that means? The mother bird pushes the baby bird out of the nest when they're ready to fly, kind of gently, very pushes them out of the nest. God has chosen to send his fledgling to earth. "Even the hour when wings are frozen, God for fledging time has chosen. People look east and sing today. Love, the bird, is on the way." The Word became flesh so that we might become the Word. God speaks his Word throughout eternity. It is his expression of love to share himself with anyone who will listen. The Word of God, begotten, is his Son. To listen to any other voice introduces division between us. Literally, division has been happening since Adam and Eve in the garden, who listened to the serpent. Suddenly, the writer of Genesis says, division came between God and them, and they went into hiding. Individualism began. We go into hiding in ourselves. But in the fullness of time today, the Son, the new Adam, comes to find us. God speaks this word of love literally into our being, entering into our humanity. Becoming us, the Word calls us to be the creation that God intends us to be from the beginning of the world. For his Word to bear fruit, you and I must speak the Word that is spoken to us. Pope Francis constantly speaks about the relationship of friends. There must be one who speaks and one who listens, a sharing in love, a dialogue. Made in God's image, we are persons made to be in relationship. In the Pope's encyclical Fratelli Tutti, he explains that regardless of religious practice, humanity exists on a most fundamental level as brothers and sisters, sharing one nature and owing reverence to one another. We speak and form relationships with those who listen. We need to speak, we need to listen, and we are heard. Otherwise, we are just individuals. A community is not a collection of individuals who say whatever they want without regard to anyone. We call that Twitter. The Word became man so that man might speak the Word of God. But this mystery goes deeper. The Son of God became a human person to reveal our true identity to us, our humanity. We had forgotten even who we are as persons, and continue to forget every day if the daily news is any testimonial. He became a person so that we might know how to be human persons in right relationship. Our relationships are what define us as human persons. You can't be a friend without a friend, or a parent without a son or daughter, or a husband without a wife, or a sister without a brother or sister. So what does that person look like? According to Jesus' own words, blessed and holy, for their poverty of spirit, for their humility. Those who go about their lives embracing what it is to be human in relationship, meekness, mourning, hungering for righteousness and justice, merciful, pure in heart, makers of peace. According to Jesus' example, that person tells the truth, helps others know the path to God, heals, and brings others to life. Most simply put, a person loves. The world has waited ever since that first moment of original sin, the individualism of Adam and Eve, for the individual to be reconnected by God's gracious love to the community of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. This new moment is the bridge of Jesus' humanity, his body between God and humanity. The Word became flesh for a reason. By becoming flesh and offering himself in his humanity back to the Father, Jesus gives us the Eucharist, by which we become his body. I think oftentimes people just think of Eucharist as something we get, right? Something we receive. It exists for a reason. By becoming flesh and offering himself in his humanity back to the Father, Jesus gives us the Eucharist, by which we actively become his body and we offer ourselves with Jesus to the Father. It is this bridge we celebrate today. The body of Christ, one person, two natures, something that we can't fully explain with our limited intellect, is very real nonetheless. It stands in the plan of God before all was made. It rests tonight in a manger in a cave in Bethlehem, as well as on this altar here. Obviously, this is why we have the Mass. This is why it matters. It is why we are here. At this Mass, the saving plan of God is both revealed and realized. It is the ultimate consummation of the communion of saints in eternity who have yoked themselves to God's Word, the way, the truth, and the life. God has done the work of the Incarnation, and now he asks us to receive it and proclaim it with our lives. It flows from our hearts. It warms our cold world. It heals the infinite divisions of our times. It makes the load easy and the burden light. This is what the world is seeking, even if they don't know it right now. It happens in the solitude and the darkness of Christmas night so that we make it known at sunrise. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I find this a particularly rich image. We look at his poverty, his public life, his rejection, his ultimate passion and death, his experience of utter abandonment from the Father on the cross. This experience of his relationship with the Father is his ultimate experience of depersonalization, alone. The person faces the loss of his own identity in losing the relationship. My God, why have you abandoned me? Even as he is born into this cold night in Bethlehem without any place to stay, we wonder how in the world Jesus could describe any of this as easy or light. In the mystery of this dark night, he puts on our yoke so we aren't alone. Listen, especially if you are in a time of heavy burden or suffering or loneliness, this is important. This is the good news. A yoke exists so that oxen can work together to plow the field. It keeps them together so that all share the same load. He puts it on now. He is pulling, asking us to join him on this path. To be in the presence of the Lord and to do this work, if we can let go of ourselves a little, is joy. It is to know love, first for him and also for each other. This is the amazing thing. The God who is almighty and everlasting, who created all things and constantly begets his word, his son, the perfect truth. We who could never dare to consider our equal has today become our brother and is born into our family. This relationship with God is born. In him, we know God and we know ourselves and we know who we can be. So let us turn our hearts now to him.